Hi, I'm Liam Kavanaugh. I'm a senior program manager with the SQL Jira Data Synchronization team. In my first webcast, I introduced you to the idea of extending on-premise SQL Server data to the cloud using SQL Jira Data Sync. Today, what I'd like to do is introduce you to our new Data Sync service, a technology that allows you to take one SQL Jira database and extend it to multiple SQL Jira databases that could be in the same data center or in completely different data centers around the world. This allows you to make your information geo-available. So if you're building a web application that uses SQL Azure Database as a back end, it allows you to extend that to different locations. Let your users in Asia, let your users in Europe, let your users in North America access the data local to themselves to give them a faster, better user experience. So what I'm going to walk through today is the process of taking one of these databases and extending it to another SQL Azure database. To get started, I'm going to show you quickly within SQL Management Studio what I have currently set up. I have a connection to one SQL Azure database. This one happens to be sitting in the South Central US, and it's using an AdventureWorks database, just the standard database, has all the typical tables you'd see in the light AdventureWorks database. And what I want to do is I want to extend that data to another data center. This one happens to be sitting in Northern Europe. And as you can see right now, there currently is not a database within there. But I want to take some of the data from AdventureWorks and extend that to allow me to let my users access that local information. So to get started, I'm just going to create a brand new database. And I'm going to say, create database AdventureWorks Europe. And run that. So that's all I did. I just created a blank SQL Azure database that's sitting in the European data center. So now what I'm going to do is go to my SQL Azure Data Sync service. This is a finished service that you can go in, log into. You access it by going to SQL Azure Labs. And you see over here on the left-hand side, there's a number of different services available for you to prototype and start using. Then click on SQL Azure Data Sync. The first thing it asks me to do is to log in using my Live ID, which I will do. Sign in. So for you, the first time that you walk through this, it's going to ask you to approve some terms of use. It'll give you a registration key that you can then send to get approved and get access to the service. But once you've been approved, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see a configuration page to set up synchronization between multiple databases. I create a sync group. A sync group defines the data and the data within multiple databases that will be shared. So I'm going to create a new sync group, and I'm going to call it AdventureWorks Sync Group, and click on Next. The next thing it asks me to do is choose the databases that I want to share with. Now I previously registered my databases, my server's databases, with my Live ID within my account. But what you do if you want to do that yourself is you click on Register New Server here and just add in multiple new SQL Azure servers. I've already done that. So you can see it's pointing to my current SQL Azure server that's sitting in the US. It found that database, and I add that as the hub. The hub is the place where we get the schema, where all of the member SQL Azure databases will synchronize their information to and from. So that's going to be the source of the information. Now, I'd already registered my other server, which is sitting in Europe, and I'm going to query that. And you'll notice it just found that AdventureWorks Europe database that we just created. So I'm going to add that as a member. And if I had another database, maybe in Asia or in one of the other data centers, I could keep adding those as members to my sync group and create a synchronization relationship between those guys. So for right now, we'll just keep it between the two and click on Next. Now, here are all the tables that were sitting in that source database. I can add in, let's say, the product table and add that to the selected list. I can add in the customer table, and let's say that I want to synchronize that. You can pick and choose which tables get synchronized back and forth. And now that I've chosen those tables, I can click on Finish. It's going to walk through the process of setting up synchronization. It's going to create a few tables within my database to efficiently track changes, but it's done. That's everything that I needed to set it up. To get the first movement of data from Europe to Asia, I can click on Sync Now to just launch a manual synchronization. You can see in my jobs, there are all kinds of jobs that I can set up and schedule. You see this one scheduled. If I refresh it, you should see that our service has picked it up and it started processing the current sync request. And while that's happening, let me just go over and introduce you to the scheduling. So for this sync group, and I can have multiple different sync groups for different types of data and maybe even different types of databases, I can schedule sync. So if I go over here, I can choose, maybe I want to run it weekly, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at a specific time of day, hourly, however the schedule you want to be executed. And that's when our service is going to execute synchronization between your databases. But for now, let's go back to the dashboard and see how the synchronization is done. Well, we can see it's already completed. I click on View Log, go down here and see what happened. So between those two tables, the initial setup included just over 1,000 rows, and it did that in 11 seconds. So from US to Europe, that included the creation of the table, setting up the schema, setting it up for sync, taking all of the data changes and pushing that to Europe. And then from that point on, the next time I execute synchronization, it's only going to be incremental. So it's only going to take the changes between these databases and move them back and forth. So it's going to be even quicker. And using scheduling, you can see how we can efficiently get data amongst different databases. And then using what I showed you in the first webcast, we can then bring that data back on premise, bring that data to my local SQL Server database. So that's a summary of the DataSync service. I welcome you to go to SQLAzureLabs.com, register for the sync service, and start giving it a try. Thank you.